Jeremiah chapter 33. Moreover, the word of Yahweh came to Jeremiah the second time, while he was yet shut up in the court of the prison, saying, Thus says Yahweh, the maker thereof, Yahweh that formed it to establish it, Yahweh is his name. Call unto me, and I will answer you, and show you great and mighty things which you know not. For thus says Yahweh, the God of Israel, concerning the houses of this city, and concerning the houses of the kings of Judah, which are thrown down by the mounts and by the sword, they come to fight with the Chaldeans, but it is to fill them with the dead bodies of men, whom I have slain in my anger and in my fury, and for all whose wickedness I have hidden my face from this city. Behold, I will bring it health and cure, and I will cure them, and will reveal to them the abundance of peace and truth. And I will cause the captivity of Judah and the captivity of Israel to return, and will build them as at the first. And I will cleanse them from all their iniquity, whereby they have sinned against me, and I will pardon all their iniquities, whereby they have sinned, and whereby they have transgressed against me. And it shall be to me a name of joy, a praise, and an honour before all the nations of the earth, which shall hear all the good that I do unto them, and they shall fear and tremble for all the goodness and for all the prosperity that I procure unto it. Thus says Yahweh, again there shall be heard in this place which you say shall be desolate without man and without beast, even in the cities of Judah and in the streets of Jerusalem that are desolate, without man and without inhabitant and without beast. The voice of joy and the voice of gladness, the voice of the bridegroom and the voice of the bride, the voice of them that shall say, Praise Yahweh of hosts, for Yahweh is good, for his mercy endures for ever. And of them that shall bring the sacrifice of praise unto the house of Yahweh, for I will cause to return the captivity of the land, as at the first, says Yahweh. Thus says Yahweh of hosts, again in this place which is desolate without man and without beast, and in all the cities thereof, shall be a habitation of shepherds causing their flocks to lie down. In the cities of the mountains, in the cities of the vale, and in the cities of the south, and in the land of Benjamin, and in the places about Jerusalem, and in the cities of Judah, shall the flocks pass again under the hands of him that tells them, says Yahweh. Behold, the days come, says Yahweh, that I will perform that good thing which I have promised to the house of Israel and to the house of Judah. In those days and at that time I will cause the branch of righteousness to grow up into David, and he shall execute judgment and righteousness in the land. In those days shall Judah be saved, and Jerusalem shall dwell safely, and this is the name with which she shall be called, Yahweh our righteousness. For thus says Yahweh, David shall never want a man to sit upon the throne of the house of Israel. Neither shall the priests, the Levites, want a man before me to offer burnt offerings and to kindle meat offerings and to do sacrifice continually. And the word of Yahweh came to Jeremiah, saying, Thus says Yahweh, if you can break my covenant of the day and my covenant of the night, and that there should not be day and night in their season, then may also my covenant be broken with David my servant, that he should not have a son to reign upon his throne, and with the Levites, the priests, my ministers. As the hosts of heaven cannot be numbered, neither the sand of the sea measured, so will I multiply the seed of David my servant, and the Levites that minister unto me. Moreover, the word of Yahweh came to Jeremiah, saying, Consider you not what these people have spoken, saying, The two families which Yahweh has chosen, he has even cast them off. Thus they have despised my people, that they should be no more a nation before them. Thus says Yahweh, if my covenant be not with day and night, and if I have not appointed the ordinances of heaven and earth, then will I cast away the seed of Jacob and David my servant, so that I will not take any of his seed to be rulers over the seed of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, for I will cause their captivity to return and have mercy on them. Jeremiah chapter 34. The word which came to Jeremiah from Yahweh when Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, and all his army, and all the kingdoms of the earth of his dominion, and all the people fought against Jerusalem, and against all the cities thereof, saying, Thus says Yahweh, the God of Israel, Go and speak to Zedekiah, king of Judah, and tell him, Thus says Yahweh, Behold, I will give this city into the hand of the king of Babylon, and he shall burn it with fire. And you shall not escape out of his hand, but will surely be taken and delivered into his hand, and your eyes shall behold the eyes of the king of Babylon, and he shall speak with you mouth to mouth, and you shall go to Babylon. Yet hear the word of Yahweh, O Zedekiah, king of Judah. Thus says Yahweh of you, you shall not die by the sword, but you shall die in peace, and with the burnings of your fathers, the former kings which were before you, so shall they burn incense for you, and they will lament you, saying, Our Lord, for I have pronounced the word, says Yahweh. Then Jeremiah the prophet spoke all these words to Zedekiah king of Judah in Jerusalem when the king of Babylon's army fought against Jerusalem and against all the cities of Judah that were left, against Lachish and against Azekah, for these defense cities remained of the cities of Judah. This is the word that came to Jeremiah from Yahweh. After that, the king Zedekiah had made a covenant with all the people which were at Jerusalem to proclaim liberty unto them, that every man should let his manservant and every man his maidservant, being a Hebrew or a Hebrewess, go free, that none should serve himself of them that is of a Jew his brother. Now when all the princes and all the people which had entered into the covenant heard that every one should let his manservant and every one his maidservant go free, that none should serve themselves of them any more, then they obeyed and let them go. But afterward they turned and caused the servants and the handmaids, who they had let go free, to return and brought them into subjection for servants and for handmaids. Therefore the word of Yahweh came to Jeremiah from Yahweh, saying, Thus says Yahweh, the God of Israel, I made a covenant with your fathers in the day that I brought them forth out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondmen, saying, At the end of 7 years let you go every man his brother, a Hebrew, which has been sold to you, and when he has served you for 6 years, and when he has served you 6 years, you shall let him go free from you. But your fathers listened not unto me, neither inclined their ear. And you were now turned, and had done right in my sight, in proclaiming liberty, every man to his neighbour, and you had made a covenant before me, in the house which is called by my name. But you turned and polluted my name, and caused every man his servant, and every man his handmaid, whom you had set at liberty at their pleasure, to return, and brought them into subjection, to be unto you for servants and for handmaids. Therefore, thus says Yahweh, you have not listened unto me in proclaiming liberty, every one to his brother, and every man to his neighbour. Behold, I proclaim a liberty for you, says Yahweh, to the sword, to the pestilence, and to the famine, and I will make you to be removed into all the kingdoms of the earth. And I will give the men that have transgressed my covenant, which have not performed the words of the covenant which they had made before me, when they cut the calf in two and passed between the parts thereof, the princes of Judah and the princes of Jerusalem, the eunuchs and the priests, and all the people of the land which passed between the parts of the calf, I will even give them into the hand of their enemies, and into the hand of them that seek their life, and their dead bodies shall be for meat to the fowl of the heaven and to the beasts of the earth. And Zedekiah, king of Judah, and his princes will I give into the hand of their enemies, and into the hand of them that seek their life, and into the hand of the king of Babylon's army, which have gone up from you. Behold, I will command, says Yahweh, and cause them to return to this city, and they shall fight against it, and take it, and burn it with fire, and I will make the cities of Judah a desolation without an inhabitant. Jeremiah chapter 35. The word which came to Jeremiah from Yahweh in the days of Jehoiakim, the son of Josiah, king of Judah, saying, Go to the house of the Rechabites and speak to them, and bring them into the house of Yahweh, into one of the chambers, and give them wine to drink. Then I took Jazaniah, the son of Jeremiah, the son of Habazaniah, and his brothers, and all his sons, and the whole house of the Rechabites, and I brought them into the house of Yahweh, into the chamber of the sons of Hanan, the son of Igdaliah, a man of God, which was by the chamber of the princes, which was above the chamber of Maaseiah, the son of Shallum, the keeper of the door. And I set before the sons of the house of the Rechabites pots full of wine and cups, and I said to them, Drink you wine. But they said, We will drink no wine, for Jonadab, the son of Rechab, our father, commanded us, saying, You shall drink no wine, neither you nor your sons for ever. Neither shall you build houses, nor sow seed, nor plant vineyards, nor have any, but all your days you shall dwell in tents, that you may live many days in the land where you are strangers. Thus have we obeyed the voice of Jonadab, the son of Rechab, our father, in all that he has charged us, to drink no wine all our days, we, our wives, our sons, nor our daughters, nor to build houses for us to dwell in, neither have we vineyards, nor fields, nor seed. But we have dwelt in tents, and have obeyed, and done according to all that Jonadab, our father, commanded us. But it came to pass, when Nebuchadrezzar, king of Babylon, came up into the land, that we said, Come, and let us go to Jerusalem, for fear of the army of the Chaldeans, and for fear of the army of the Syrians, so we dwell at Jerusalem. Then came the word of Yahweh to Jeremiah, saying, Thus says Yahweh of hosts, the God of Israel, Go and tell the men of Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem, Will you not receive instruction to listen to my words, says Yahweh? The words of Jonadab, the son of Rechab, that he commanded his sons not to drink wine, are performed. For unto this day they drink none, but obey their father's commandment. Notwithstanding, I have spoken to you, rising early and speaking, but you listen not unto me. I have sent also to you all my servants, the prophets, rising up early, and sending them, saying, Return you now every man from his evil way, and amend your doings, and go not after other gods to serve them, and you shall dwell in the land which I have given to you and to your fathers, but you have not inclined your ear, nor listened unto me. Because the sons of Jonadab, the son of Rechab, have performed the commandment of their father, which he commanded them, but this people has not listened unto me. Therefore thus says Yahweh, God of hosts, the God of Israel, Behold, I will bring upon Judah and upon all the inhabitants of Jerusalem all the evil that I have pronounced against them, because I have spoken to them, but they have not heard, and I have called to them, but they have not answered. And Jeremiah said to the house of the Rechabites, Thus says Yahweh of hosts, the God of Israel, Because you have obeyed the commandment of Jonadab your father, and kept all his precepts, and done according to all that he has commanded you, therefore thus says Yahweh of hosts, the God of Israel, Jonadab the son of Rechab shall not want a man to stand before me for ever. Jeremiah chapter 36. And it came to pass in the fourth year of Jehoiakim, the son of Josiah, king of Judah, that this word came to Jeremiah from Yahweh, saying, Take you a roll of a book, and write therein all the words that I have spoken to you against Israel, and against Judah, and against all the nations, from the day I spoke to you, from the days of Josiah, even unto this day. It may be that the house of Judah will hear all the evil which I purpose to do unto them, that they may return every man from his evil way, that I may forgive their iniquity and their sin. Then Jeremiah called Baruch the son of Neriah, and Baruch wrote from the mouth of Jeremiah all the words of Yahweh which he had spoken to him upon a roll of a book. And Jeremiah commanded Baruch, saying, I am shut up, I cannot go into the house of Yahweh. Therefore go you, and read in the roll which you have written from my mouth, the words of Yahweh in the ears of the people in Yahweh's house upon the fasting day, and also you shall read them in the ears of all Judah that come out of their cities. It may be they will present their supplication before Yahweh and will return every one from his evil way, for great is the anger and the fury that Yahweh has pronounced against this people. And Baruch the son of Neriah did according to all that Jeremiah the prophet commanded him, reading in the book the words of Yahweh in Yahweh's house. And it came to pass in the fifth year of Jehoiakim the son of Hosiah, king of Judah, in the ninth month, that they proclaimed a fast before Yahweh to all the people in Jerusalem and to all the people that came from the cities of Judah to Jerusalem. Then read Baruch in the book the words of Jeremiah in the house of Yahweh in the chamber of Gemariah the son of Shaphan the scribe in the higher court at the entry of the new gate of Yahweh's house in the ears of all the people. When Michaiah the son of Gemariah the son of Shaphan had heard out of the book all the words of Yahweh, then he went down into the king's house, into the scribe's chamber, and lo, all the princes sat there, even Elishama the scribe, and Delaiah the son of Shemaiah, and Elnathan the son of Achbor, and Gemariah the son of Shaphan, and Zedekiah the son of Hananiah, and all the princes. Then Michaiah declared to them all the words that he had heard when Baruch read the book in the ears of the people. Therefore all the princes sent Jehudi, the son of Nethaniah, the son of Shelemiah, the son of Cushi, to Baruch, saying, take in your hand the roll wherein you have read in the ears of the people, and come. So Baruch, the son of Neriah, took the roll in his hand and came to them. And they said to him, sit down now and read it in our ears. So Baruch read it in their ears. Now it came to pass, when they had heard all the words, they were afraid, both one and another, and said to Baruch, we will surely tell the king of all these words. And they asked Baruch, saying, tell us now, how did you write all these words at his mouth? Then Baruch answered them, he pronounced all these words to me with his mouth, and I wrote them with ink in the book. Then said the princes to Baruch, go, hide you and Jeremiah, and let no man know where you are. And they went into the king, into the court, but they laid up the roll in the chamber of Elishama the scribe, and told all the words in the ears of the king. So the king sent Jehudi to fetch the roll, and he took it out of Elishama the scribe's chamber. And Jehudi read it in the ears of the king, and in the ears of all the princes which stood beside the king. Now the king sat in the winter house in the ninth month, and there was a fire on the hearth burning before him. And it came to pass that when Jehudi had read three or four leaves, he cut it with the penknife and cast it into the fire that was on the hearth, until all the roll was consumed in the fire that was on the hearth. Yet they were not afraid, nor tore their garments, neither the king nor any of his servants that heard all these words. Nevertheless, Elnathan and Delaiah and Gemariah had made intercession to the king that he would not burn the roll, but he would not hear them. But the king commanded Jeremiel the son of Hamelech, and Seraiah the son of Azrael, and Shelemiah the son of Abdeel, to take Baruch the scribe and Jeremiah the prophet, but Yahweh hid them. Then the word of Yahweh came to Jeremiah after that the king had burned the roll, and the words which Baruch wrote at the mouth of Jeremiah, saying, take you again another roll, and write in it all the former words that were in the first roll, which Jehoiakim, the king of Judah, has burned. And you shall say to Jehoiakim, king of Judah, thus says Yahweh, you have burnt this roll, saying, why have you written therein, saying, the king of Babylon shall certainly come and destroy this land, and shall cause to cease from there man and beast? Therefore, Thus says Yahweh of Jehoiakim, king of Judah, he shall have none to sit upon the throne of David, and his dead body shall be cast out in the day to the heat, and in the night to the frost. And I will punish him and his seed and his servants for their iniquity, and I will bring upon them and upon the inhabitants of Jerusalem and upon the men of Judah all the evil that I have pronounced against them, but they listen not. Then took Jeremiah another roll and gave it to Baruch the scribe, the son of Neriah, who wrote therein from the mouth of Jeremiah all the words of the book which Jehoiakim, king of Judah, had burned in the fire, and there were added besides to them many like words. Jeremiah chapter 37. And King Zedekiah the son of Josiah reigned instead of Coniah the son of Jehoiakim, whom Nebuchadrezzar king of Babylon made king in the land of Judah. But neither he, nor his servants, nor the people of the land did listen to the words of Yahweh, which he spoke by the prophet Jeremiah. And Zedekiah the king sent Jehukal the son of Shelemiah, and Zephaniah the son of Maaseiah, the priest to the prophet Jeremiah, saying, Pray now unto Yahweh our God for us. Now Jeremiah came in and went out among the people, for they had not put him into prison. Then Pharaoh's army had come forth out of Egypt, and when the Chaldeans that besieged Jerusalem heard tidings of them, they departed from Jerusalem. Then came the word of Yahweh to the prophet Jeremiah, saying, Thus says Yahweh the God of Israel, Thus shall you say to the king of Judah that sent you to me to inquire of me, Behold, Pharaoh's army, which has come forth to help you, shall return to Egypt into their own land. And the Chaldeans shall come again and fight against this city and take it and burn it with fire. Thus says Yahweh, deceive not yourselves, saying, The Chaldeans shall surely depart from us, for they shall not depart. For though you had smitten the whole army of the Chaldeans that fight against you, and there remained but wounded men among them, yet should they rise up every man in his tent and burn this city with fire. And it came to pass that when the army of the Chaldeans had broken up from Jerusalem for fear of Pharaoh's army, then Jeremiah went forth out of Jerusalem to go into the land of Benjamin to separate himself there in the midst of the people. And when he was in the gate of Benjamin, a captain of the ward was there, whose name was Irijah, the son of Shelemiah, the son of Hananiah, and he took Jeremiah the prophet, saying, You fall down to the Chaldeans. Then said Jeremiah, It is false. I fall not down to the Chaldeans. But he listened not to him. So Irijah took Jeremiah and brought him to the princes. Therefore the princes were angry with Jeremiah and smote him and put him in prison in the house of Jonathan the scribe, for they had made that the prison. When Jeremiah had entered into the dungeon and into the cells, and Jeremiah had remained there many days, then Zedekiah the king sent and took him out, and the king asked him secretly in his house and said, Is there any word from Yahweh? And Jeremiah said, There is. For, said he, you shall be delivered into the hand of the king of Babylon. Moreover, Jeremiah said to King Zedekiah, What have I offended against you, or against your servants, or against this people, that you have put me in prison? Where are now your prophets which prophesied unto you, saying, The king of Babylon shall not come against you, nor against this land? Therefore, hear now, I pray you, O my lord the king, let my supplication, I pray you, be accepted before you, that you cause me not to return to the house of Jonathan the scribe, lest I die there. Then Zedekiah the king commanded that they should commit Jeremiah into the court of the prison, and that they should give him daily a piece of bread out of the baker's street, until all the bread in the city was spent. Thus Jeremiah remained in the court of the prison. Jeremiah chapter 38. Then Shephatiah the son of Mattan, and Gedaliah the son of Pashur, and Jukal the son of Shelemiah, and Pashur the son of Malchiah, heard the words that Jeremiah had spoken to all the people, saying, Thus says Yahweh, he that remains in this city shall die by the sword, by the famine, and by the pestilence. But he that goes forth to the Chaldeans shall live, for he shall have his life for a prey, and shall live. Thus says Yahweh, this city shall surely be given into the hand of the king of Babylon's army, which shall take it. Therefore the princes said to the king, we beseech you, let this man be put to death, for thus he weakens the hands of the men of war that remain in this city, and the hands of all the people in speaking such words to them, for this man seeks not the welfare of this people, but the hurt. Then Zedekiah, the king said, behold, he is in your hand, for the king is not he that can do anything against you. Then took they Jeremiah and cast him into the dungeon of Malchiah, the son of Hamalek, that was in the court of the prison, and they let down Jeremiah with cords. And in the dungeon there was no water but mire, so Jeremiah sunk in the mire. Now when Ebed-Melech, the Ethiopian, one of the eunuchs which was in the king's house, heard that they had put Jeremiah in the dungeon, the king then sitting in the gate of Benjamin, Ebed-Melech went forth out of the king's house and spoke to the king, saying, my lord the king, these men have done evil in all that they have done to Jeremiah, the prophet, whom they have cast into the dungeon, and he is likely to die from hunger in the place where he is, for there is no more bread in the city. Then the king commanded Ebed-Melech the Ethiopian, saying, take from here 30 men with you, and take up Jeremiah the prophet out of the dungeon before he dies. So Ebed-Melech took the men with him, and went into the house of the king under the treasury, and took their old torn rags and old rotten rags, and let them down by ropes into the dungeon to Jeremiah. And Ebed-Melech the Ethiopian said to Jeremiah, put now these old torn clothes and rotten rags under your armholes under the cords. And Jeremiah did so. So they drew up Jeremiah with cords and took him up out of the dungeon, and Jeremiah remained in the court of the prison. Then Zedekiah the king sent and took Jeremiah the prophet to him into the third entry that is in the house of Yahweh. And the king said unto Jeremiah, I will ask you a thing, hide nothing from me. Then Jeremiah said to Zedekiah, if I declare it to you, will you not surely put me to death? And if I give you counsel, will you not listen to me? So Zedekiah the king swore secretly to Jeremiah, saying, as Yahweh lives that made us this soul, I will not put you to death, neither will I give you into the hand of these men that seek your life. Then said Jeremiah to Zedekiah, thus says Yahweh, the God of hosts, the God of Israel, if you will assuredly go forth to the king of Babylon's princes, then your soul shall live, and this city shall not be burned with fire, and you shall live, and your house. But if you will not go forth to the king of Babylon's princes, then shall this city be given into the hand of the Chaldeans, and they shall burn it with fire, and you shall not escape out of their hand. And Zedekiah the king said to Jeremiah, I am afraid of the Jews that have fallen to the Chaldeans, lest they deliver me into their hand, and they mock me. But Jeremiah said, they shall not deliver you. Obey, I beseech you, the voice of Yahweh, which I speak to you, so it shall be well unto you, and your soul shall live. But if you refuse to go forth, this is the word that Yahweh has shown me. And behold, all the women that are left in the king of Judah's house shall be brought forth to the king of Babylon's princes, and those women shall say, your friends have enticed you and have prevailed against you, your feet are sunk in the mire, and they are turned away back. So they shall bring out all your wives and your children to the Chaldeans. And you shall not escape out of their hand, but will be taken by the hand of the king of Babylon, and you shall cause this city to be burned with fire. Then said Zedekiah to Jeremiah, let no man know of these words, and you shall not die. But if the princes hear that I have talked with you, and they come to you and say to you, declare to us now what you have said to the king, hide it not from us, and we will not put you to death, also what the king said to you, then you shall say to them, I presented my supplication before the king, that he would not cause me to return to Jonathan's house to die there. Then came all the princes to Jeremiah and asked him, and he told them according to all these words that the king had commanded. So they left off speaking with him, for the matter was not perceived. So Jeremiah stayed in the court of the prison until the day that Jerusalem was taken, and he was there when Jerusalem was taken. Jeremiah chapter 39. In the ninth year of Zedekiah, king of Judah, in the tenth month came Nebuchadrezzar, king of Babylon, and all his army against Jerusalem, and they besieged it. And in the 11th year of Zedekiah, in the fourth month, the ninth day of the month, the city was broken up. And all the princes of the king of Babylon came in, and sat in the middle gate, even Nergal-Sharezer, Samgar-Nebo, Sarshakim, Rabsaris, Nergal-Sharezer, Rabmag, with all the residue of the princes of the king of Babylon. And it came to pass that when Zedekiah, the king of Judah, saw them, and all the men of war, then they fled, and went forth out of the city by night, by the way of the king's garden, by the gate between the two walls, and he went out the way of the plain. But the Chaldeans' army pursued after them and overtook Zedekiah in the plains of Jericho. And when they had taken him, they brought him up to Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, to Riblah in the land of Hamath, where he gave judgment upon him. Then the king of Babylon slew the sons of Zedekiah in Riblah before his eyes. Also the king of Babylon slew all the nobles of Judah. Moreover, he put out Zedekiah's eyes and bound him with chains to carry him to Babylon. And the Chaldeans burned the king's house and the houses of the people with fire and broke down the walls of Jerusalem. Then Nebuzaradan, the captain of the guard, carried away captive into Babylon the remnant of the people that remained in the city, and those that fell away, that fell to him with the rest of the people that remained. But Nebuzaradan, the captain of the guard, left of the poor of the people, which had nothing in the land of Judah, and gave them vineyards and fields at the same time. Now Nebuchadrezzar, king of Babylon, gave charge concerning Jeremiah to Nebuzaradan, the captain of the guard, saying, "Take him and look well to him, and do him no harm, but do to him even as he shall say unto you." So Nebuzaradan, the captain of the guard, sent and Nebushashban, Rabsaris, and Nergal-Sharezer, Rabmag, and all the king of Babylon's princes, even they sent and took Jeremiah out of the court of the prison and committed him to Gedaliah, the son of Ahikam, the son of Shaphan, that he should carry him home, so he dwelt among the people. Now the word of Yahweh came to Jeremiah while he was shut up in the court of the prison, saying, "Go and speak to Ebed-Melech the Ethiopian, saying, Thus says Yahweh of hosts, the God of Israel, Behold, I will bring my words upon this city for evil and not for good, and they shall be accomplished in that day before you. But I will deliver you in that day, says Yahweh, and you shall not be given into the hand of the men of whom you are afraid. For I will surely deliver you, and you shall not fall by the sword, but your life shall be for a prey to you, because you have put your trust in me, says Yahweh." Jeremiah chapter 40. The word that came to Jeremiah from Yahweh after that Nebuzaradan, the captain of the guard, had let him go from Ramah, when he had taken him, being bound in chains among all that were carried away captive from Jerusalem and Judah, which were carried away captive to Babylon, and the captain of the guard took Jeremiah and said to him, "Yahweh your God has pronounced this evil upon this place. Now Yahweh has bought it and done according as he has said, because you have sinned against Yahweh and have not obeyed his voice, therefore this thing has come upon you. And now, behold, I loose you this day from the chains which were upon your hand. If it seems good to you to come with me into Babylon, come, and I will look well unto you. But if it seems ill to you to come with me into Babylon, forbear. Behold, all the land is before you. Wherever it seems good and convenient for you to go, there go." Now while he was not yet gone back, he said, "Go back also to Gedaliah, the son of Ahikam, the son of Shaphan, whom the king of Babylon has made governor over the cities of Judah, and dwell with him among the people, or go wherever it seems convenient to you to go. So the captain of the guard gave him food and a reward and let him go. Then went Jeremiah to Gedaliah, the son of Ahikam, to Mizpah, and dwelt with him among the people that were left in the land. Now when all the captains of the forces which were in the fields, even they and their men, heard that the king of Babylon had made Gedaliah, the son of Ahikam, governor in the land, and had committed to him men and women and children, and of the poor of the land, of them that were not carried away captive to Babylon, then they came to Gedaliah to Mizpah, even Ishmael, the son of Nethaniah, and Johanan, and Jonathan, the sons of Kareah, and Seraiah, the son of Tanhumath, and the sons of Ephi, the Netophathite, and Jezaniah, the son of a Machathite, they and their men, and Gedaliah, the son of Ahikam, the son of Shaphan, swore to them and to their men, saying, "Fear not to serve the Chaldeans, dwell in the land, and serve the king of Babylon, and it shall be well with you. As for me, behold, I will dwell at Mizpah to serve the Chaldeans, which will come to us. But you, gather you wine and summer fruits and oil, and put them in your vessels, and dwell in your cities that you have taken. Likewise, when all the Jews that were in Moab, and among the Ammonites, and in Edom, and that were in all the countries, heard that the king of Babylon had left a remnant of Judah, and that he had set over them Gedaliah the son of Ahikam, the son of Shaphan, even all the Jews returned out of all places where they were driven, and came to the land of Judah, to Gedaliah, to Mizpah, and gathered wine and summer fruits very much. Moreover, Johanan, the son of Kareah, and all the captains of the forces that were in the fields, came to Gedaliah, to Mizpah, and said to him, 'Do you certainly know that Baalis, the king of the Ammonites, has sent Ishmael, the son of Nethaniah, to slay you?' But Gedaliah, the son of Ahikam, believed them not. Then Johanan, the son of Kareah, spoke to Gedaliah in Mizpah secretly, saying, 'Let me go, I pray you, and I will slay Ishmael, the son of Nethaniah, and no man shall know it. Why should he slay you, that all the Jews which are gathered to you should be scattered, and the remnant in Judah perish?' But Gedaliah, the son of Ahikam, said to Johanan, the son of Kareah, 'You shall not do this thing, for you speak falsely of Ishmael.'"